Radio Prague News.
Czech police are earmarked for duty in Bulgaria. Visitors are increasingly getting ripped off at top tourist destinations, and Petra Kvitova is out of the US Open. Czech President Miloš Zeman has said that Czech police should be sent to Bulgaria to help safeguard the border there with Turkey. Zeman said that specific talks about this help, similar to that already given to Macedonia, were underway. He said he expected them to lead to a result soon. The Czech president's comments came during an official visit by Bulgarian President Rosen Plevneliev. Discussions also dealt with the problems two Czech power companies with distribution assets in the country have been having in Bulgaria. Plevneliev is visiting the Czech Republic for 2 days and was due later to speak with Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka. Average monthly wages in the Czech Republic rose in the second quarter by an average 3.9% year-on-year, according to the Czech Statistical Office. The average rise of just over 1,000 crowns boosts the wages monthly to 27,297 crowns. When inflation is factored in, the average percentage rise comes to 3.7%. Retail sales in the Czech Republic rose 1.6% in July compared with the same month last year, according to the Czech Statistical Office. Adjusted for the number of working days, the increase in spending comes to 5.1%. Sales were especially strong in non-food goods, where they climbed by around 8%. Growth in food sales was just 2.1%. The Czech Republic's leading car maker, Škoda Auto, will roll out 4 new models next year, including a new Yeti, according to various sources within the company cited by the agency Čete Car. Other new models should be updates of the small Citigo, Rapid and mid-range Octavia. Škoda Auto should also unveil its first plug-in hybrid car in 2019. Tourists are getting ripped off more and more in Czech tourist hotspots by retailers and restaurant owners, according to figures from the Czech Trade Inspectorate. It found around 40% of businesses were guilty of unfair practices in the second quarter, such as overcharging, with restaurants frequently selling short portions of food and drinks. This compares with around a third carrying out such practices in the same quarter of 2015. The office handed out fines in 148 cases, with the total amount of fines coming in at 300,000 crowns. Petra Kvitova has been knocked out of the US Open in tennis in straight sets by second seed Angelique Kerber of Germany. Kerber advanced to the quarterfinals at Flushing Meadows by defeating the Czech on Sunday night with the final score 6-3, 7-5. Kvitova, who recently showed promising form with a bronze at the Olympic Games in Rio, made 43 unforced errors in the match, including 7 double faults. The last double came on match point. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.